This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Of tests like in Torah, Ahmed Beis, eight shuras up from the bottom. Rabbi Yechon Omer. First, the piece of Gemara before. Rav said one shita and Shmuel another shita. And Rabbi Yechon is saying the third opinion. Now, what did Rav say? Chomez bismanoi means during Pesach. Whether it fell in bimino or shalom bimino, let's say chomez dike, wheat, fell into wheat, or chomez dike wheat fell into meat, into wheat is mina, into meat is shalom bimino. B'mashu, smallest amount of chomez makes it possible. And after Pesach, chomez b'minay makes it also b'mashu, and chomez shelo b'mino doesn't make it also unless it gives a taste into what it felt. Listen, Tom, say that again. Then we'll say it over, and then I'll explain what the reasons are. Rav says, chomez bismana during Pesach, whether it's bimina or shalom bimina, it makes it also bimashu, the smallest amount. Chomez, shalom is bound after Pesach, so bimina is also the smallest amount. And shalom b'mino is also b'nation tam. First, say that over. Because Rav holds like the Tanya that says min b'mino always is b'mashu. Therefore, on Pesach, min b'mino, we understand, is mashu, not different from any other isha on the Torah. Now, shalom b'mina, mi b'sheina mina, really should be b'nesen tam, not mashu. But because chomez and Pesach is chomor, is kores, so Rav is gezer, sheina mina should be just as strict as mina, and both should be b'mashu. So again, Rav holds min b'mina b'mashu, because all these surim, he follows that Tana that says, min b'mina is also b'mashu. And b'she'en amina, it's always been nice and tam, not b'mashu. But chomez in Pesach, because it's so chomor, it's kores, so Rav is geza, min amina, because of mina, and therefore it requires even b'she'en amina, if it falls in b'mashu, makes it awesome. Say that over. Now Rav holds, chomez over al Pesach, it was like Rabbi Yehuda, that's awesome in our Torah, but it's a love. Chomez over all of our Pesach, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that's awesome in the Reise, with a love. So therefore, Chomez over all of our Pesach, b'mino, like all the Yisurim, b'mashu. But eino mino, in not gezer because of mino, because not just a chom or isa, it's only a love, not kores. So Chomez, all of our Pesach falls into Eina Mina, only us as Ben Nason Ta. Again, Rav holds Chomet, all of our Pesach is also Midaraisa, like Abiyudi says, and it's a lav, not Chorus. But since it's Midaraisa, so Min Ben Mina, us as Mashu, like all the Yisum of the Torah. But Bishaina Mina is not Machmir, not Gezer Otomina, because it's not Chorus, it's not Chomer so much. So he said, Ein amino is chomez ases only be nesen tam. Chomez over a pesach. Say that. Now, Shmuel. Shmuel holds also like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'minah b'mashu. So Chomez during Pesach min b'minah is b'mashu, like all Yisrael. But eino mino is not geza even on Pesach because of mina. And eino mino, Shmuel holds that us is only been nation time, like all Yisrael, only been nation time, mimishena mina. Again now. Shmuel agrees with Rav, you're passing like that Tana that says min de mina be mashihu. That's why Homer's on Pesach, min be mina be mashihu. Only unlike Rav that's geza on Pesach. Eina mina because of mina, Shmuel not geza on eina mina. Shmuel eina mina even during Pesach, it's been nation time. Talk that. Now, la'achas mana, chomesh oval or Pesach. Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Shmuel passing like Rabbi Shimon. That's chomesh oval or Pesach, not osa. And therefore, bein b'mina, bein mishalo b'mina, it's mutam. Chomesh, oval or Pesach is mutam. Bein b'mina, bein shein b'mina. It was explained last time, but Shmuel says, he passed like Rabbi Shimon. Chomesh oval or Pesach is muta. Therefore, after Pesach, bein b'mina, bein shelo b'mina is muta. Means even though it's nation time, it's muta. With the condition, however, that it should be a roiv of heter against the meat. It has to be a bottle b'roiv at least. I'll explain to your neighbors once more, and we'll go by time. Now we're beginning a chulas up from the bottom. So we learn the Rav Shita and Shmuel Shita. Now Rabbi Yechon and Omar Chometz Bismanei Bein Bemine Bein Mishlo Bemine Osa. How much Osa? Bein Nation Tam. No Minos. No Mashu. I mean, no Mashu. He holds Chometz does not Asa be Mashu. He follows the Tanit that says all these Surim were Bemino in a Mina Bein Nation Tam. He has to give it a taste. Mashu did not Asa. So during Pesach, whether it's Mina or not be Mina, it asks not be much on the benediction time. Shalom is man. After Pesach, being be Mina, being Shalom is Mina is Mutter. I explain. Chom is Bismana, being be Mina, being Shalom is Mina, benediction time, because Rabbi Yechon, the time he follows his Shittim, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish, the Amrit Havai, they both say, call Yisurin Shabbat Torah Bein B'minon, where they fell into the same kind. Bein Shalom B'minon, Bein Nation Tam. They don't hold Mashehu. That's during Pesach. But Kama She'ovala Pesach, Shalom B'smanei, Bein B'minon, Bein Shalom B'minon is Mutarin, Kabi Shimon, it says, Kama She'ovala Pesach is Mutarin Ad Torah. Therefore, even though it gives a time, it doesn't ask so long as it's bottle belly. Say that. The top line. Oh my God, Hilkes, Chomes, Bismanai, Bein Beminai, Bein Shalom Beminai, also Bemashu, like Rav said. Shalom Bismanai, Chomes, over all our Pesa, Bein Beminai, Bein Shalom Beminai, Mutter. Like Rabbi Shimon, who is Matir Chomesh Oval Ava Pesach, as long as his bottle bereif. Frag de Gemore, from the Omar Rav Hor, did Rabbi say that? The Omar Rabbi said, Rabbi Shimon Knose Kornis. How can you say Chomesh after Pesach? It's Mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. He said about Rabbi Shimon, put a Knas, means a Chumre, because he kept Chomesh after Pesach. He kept coming during Pesach, put a chumrah on him. Since he was over, so the Shimon said the Chametz after Pesach is Osir. In the Rabbanan at least. So how do you say that the Shimon is Matar Chametz Sheover Olav Pesach? And for the Morahan and Mila Be'ena, that's all if you see it. Chametz that you can see over Olav Pesach, it's Osir. According to the Shimon, in the Rabbanan as a Knas. The punishment for keeping it. Avol Al Yedei Tahu Bislo, but if it mixed into something else, is bottle Berayv. Say that. First Tesfis, 15 lines after Tesfis narrows. 15 lines down after Tesfis narrows. Ubishmaite. Ubishmaite. You find a place, show it to your neighbors, please. Tesfis 15 lines down after Tesfis narrows. Rashi Paskins, on the strength of this Gemara, the top line of our Gemara here, Omar Rabbi Hilchos at Chometz, Bismana is also b'mashu like Rav. So Rashi learns from that that Rove, whom we follow, Rove is from the last of the big poskim in the Gemara. Rove says like Rav. It means he holds that like Rabbi Yehuda. It means b'mina b'mashu. And all these sulim shibatayim. That's why Chometz bismana is b'mashu. Rabbi Yechon differs. Rabbi Yechon says, even on Pesach, it's only been nice and time. But he doesn't hold Isurim everywhere. I mean, B'min and B'mash, all the Isurim are nice and time. So Pesach also nice and time. But Rabbi says, B'min B'min and B'chom is B'mashu, because he holds all the Isurim are there, B'mashu. So Rashi learns from that, since Rabbi Paskins Chometz on Pesach, B'min and B'mashu, also, even ain't a mean of Mashu. So, because he gives an enemy because of Mina, like Rav. So you see, Rav holds, and Rav holds like Rav. Like who holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Who holds according to Shita? We don't have the time. Hold the Shita. The mean be Mina, and all the Surah Matur, also be Mashu. That's what Rashi's proof is. I first talk about Rashi said. If it would happen that a drop of Trefe beef fell into a big pot of kosher beef, even though it's 1,000 times as much kosher as trefe, it's all osir. It's min b'min or b'mash. That's a Rashi Paskin, it's l'maisa. Beef and beef. It's min b'min. So if a drop, let's say, of soup from a trefe beef fell into a huge vat of kosher beef, it would all become us, that's the Rashi Paskin L'maisa. Now we saw Tesfis, 15 lines after Tesfis narrows. Or Bishmaynot, Tesfis said, in our sugya, first of all, Tesfis doesn't want to be geres, like it says in our Gemara, Hilchos Chometz Bismana, Bein B'mina, Bein Shulmina, Osa Mashu Kerav. Tesfis leaves out the word Kerav that we have in the second line of the Gemara. But even if you do say like Rav, Igoes b'mashu kerav, yesh lema, we could say, shepesik chometz, kipasik b'chometz like Rav, that also b'mina. But lo mit tami Rav, not because of Rav's reason. The svira because Rav holds, b'chol yisum yisir b'mina b'mashu. No, not because of that reason. Rav Leslie, Rav doesn't hold all these Surah Vatera Mashu, b'mina, no. Only in this time. Eladavke b'chomez b'pesach is machmir, that a Mashu makes it usher. B'shum chumre de chomez. Well, chomez is more strict, that's all. Rav Enetam says, only by chomez, Rav Paskins, b'mina, is asher b'mashu. Because chomez is chorus, that's all. All other Yisurim that are not Koresh, just Lavin. So, Lavin wouldn't be Machmir, because he doesn't hold like Tashita that min b'mina b'mashu. The Gam and Rav Yehuda Goyin, that's one of the Goyinim after the Gemara, Posake. The Davke b'chomes Posak Rav Yekarav. The Shoal and the Kamer, the Ask of Rav Yehuda Goyin, Kol Yisur, Shabbatel b'mashu Kerav, was min b'mina always in Mashu, over this time, Ke Rav Yehuda, Kabyechanan, How do you pass him? The Heshiv, and he answered me, don't know, since Rav is at Chomets, Bermin is Mane. He says, Chomets, why did I talk about Chomets? Chomets, Bismane, Bermin, Shemin, Bermashu, if he came Beho, if this, Mihat, Aloha Kera, Bermashu, only by Chomets. I'm over Shari, Sukh, but they still can't come in, Reish Lokish. So therefore, the fact that Rav Paskes, Chomets, Bermashu, on Pesach, doesn't mean he holds all the Surah about Torah, min b'min b'mashu, only about Chomets because it's a highway cases. And another reason, the Chomets people are not so careful with Chomets because all year they use Chomets, so we are machmir more with Chomets. Two reasons, Chomets is Koras, and besides people that are careless with Chomets because not accustomed to refrain from Chomets all year. Therefore, Chomets, we're machmir b'mashu. But all other Surah about Torah, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Like we don't pass get min b'mina b'mashu. We say min b'mina is in recent time. Say that little piece of back to the Gemara. Seven shuras down from the top in the Gemara. Seven shuras down from the top. We always do Rav al Tami. Rav goes according to his shita. Gomer Rav ki havin and bei Rav Nachman. When I used to be. And Rav Nachman's yeshiva, bay, his house, his yeshiva. Ki have enough ki yeshiva yom de pischa, when he used to go out, means when it was finished, the 7 days of Pesach, Omar and he said to us, Puka go out, uzvinu chamira de bnei chelet, and buy chomets from the soldiers, from the goyim. Although this chomets was over all of our Pesach, we see he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Chomesh Oval Ala Pesach is Asa, Chomesh Oval Ala Pesach is Muta. And all the Rabbi Shimon said this Asa mid Rabbon, that's only if a Jew kept the Pesach, Chomesh during Pesach. So it's a knas on him, but Goyim didn't do anything wrong, so he didn't cancel him. See, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you couldn't buy Chomesh from Goyim after Pesach, because it's Chomesh Oval Ala Pesach, it's Asa, not Korah, but it's Allah. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no law at all. Only Isha the Rabbanon on those Jews who kept Chomets after Pesach. But on Goyim, it didn't do anything wrong. So Chomets over Pesach, Mutar Lachatchila, say that. Because this is in Babel. In Babel, they had 8 days of Pesach. Rabbi Nachman says, Kenofki, Yom de Pis leaves out the word seven. Some say the word seven just to form, because and the Torah says 7 days, that's all. But it means 8 days above. Right on the Gemara. Omer Rav. Kedeles. Chomes like clay pots. Now clay, you cannot make kosher. Metal pots, or wooden pots, you can kosher. But clay, you can't kasha. So clay pots on Pesach, you shall, we have to break them, you smash them. Frag the Gemara, why should you break them? Lashinu achar Pesach. Let's keep it after Pesach. V'labed b'hu shalei b'mina. And let's use it shalei b'mina. Now remember, Rav holds that min b'mina is osher min hatera b'mashu. Now, if you'll cook, even after Pesach, in these pots, in which there was chomets of Allah Pesach, Rav will hold that if you cook the same kind as the chomets, that's balua, that's absorbed in this kalim, it's min d'mina, and asas b'mashu. So therefore, you can't keep those kalim after Pesach. Because you might cook in them, min b'mina, as a mashu. And even though Rav holds that after Pesach, when it's not Kores. It's min b'minei. It's only a lav. It still makes no difference. Rav holds all the Yisroel in the Torah. Even if not Kores, a lav too. Min b'minei b'mashu. And therefore he says, break up the kelim. He shouldn't come to use it after Pesach. But you might cook min b'minei. Now, min b'shein amino is also osa. Because min b'shein amino, although it's not osa b'mashu, but it gives a taste. If it gives a taste, it's next in town is osa. Now, so Rav said you break up the kelim, because you can't cook in them after Pesach, because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that chomech she'ova of a Pesach is osa b'deraisa. Therefore, you can't use these kelim. So why do you have to break up the kelim? Let's use the shalom b'minam. And shalom b'minam is only osa b'neisim tam. And since there's a very small taste in the kelim, so let's say it's a mashihu, and it wouldn't asa shalom b'minam. So why break up good kelim? You can use the kelim to cook something not the same species, that same min that's absorbed in the walls of the cave. It'll be mimishayna minay, and doesn't asib in mash, only asib in eshon tam. And there's not enough absorbed in the cave to give a tam of chomet, so why should break up the cave? First, they're done aside. And for the Gemara, Gezeira. Rav was afraid, Gezeira, dilme osile mebihu, it might come to cook in the bimina. And minay, is Masha according to Rav. Therefore, you have to break it. Ushmuel Omar, lo yishav, you don't have to break it. Av Omar, you can keep it lachar, zman after Pesach, and you can use them, ben b'mina, ben shalom b'mina. Because Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Shimon, chomes after Pesach is mutar min ha-teireh, only it's also in the Rabbana, was bottle boy. Therefore, it is kelim after Pesach. To use them, the tam that goes out is a minority tam, and there is a bottle of rape, say that. Place of Lashim. But all the Shmuel, the tam of Shmuel, goes according to his shita. To Omar Shmuel, Laham, the Mezab Nikandi, Shmuel said to the people who used to sell clay vessels, he said, Ashu Zvini, give a decent price. Ashu means give a decent price. Ashu, make a decent shvini price, akanda, on your clay vessels, because you're going to profiteer and charge too much. You have not, darshini, I'm going to darshin lechu in public, Rabbi Shimon, that chometz after Pesach is mutar, and therefore you don't have to break the vessels at all. They can keep the old Pesach, they can chometz, they give vessels. Why didn't he darshan there? He holds that way. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Svirle, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that after Pesach, chometz is mutar min ha-teireh, and therefore only if it's not bottle bereit, and these kelim is surely bottle bereit, and for Gemara, asrei derav, it was Rav's place. In Rav's place, Shmuel didn't want to darshan a heter against the Rav, was already nifta. And Shmuel came and visited the place. He didn't want to paskin against Rav, where he paskin his lifetime, that the kelim were also after Pesach. But in case of necessity, Shmuel would darshan that in order to reduce the price of kelim. Say that. First, Tesu Lashinu, Acha Pesach. Tesu Lashinu, let him keep it after Pesach. But Le'abed Bu Shalebi, let him use Shalebi Amino. And Shalebi Amino is bottled, because you don't have enough to give a taste. Tamerly, he let it be this really old time of the chametz big deal. Whatever chametz, the taste of chametz absorbed in that clay pot. Choshev mashu would not consider it much, only a mashu. Why? She'en le'gil nishtamish ha'be b'yach. They don't use much chametz together. Whatever they did there, they put some chametz in. Well, it wasn't much chametz there. Therefore, the amount of chametz that's absorbed in the walls of the kelim is only a mashum. You call mokim, But now they may vatan isa lachatchile. How can a lachatchile allow somebody that's osa to be bottled? Rav holds that chametz after Pesach is osa midaraisa. So even though it's only a mashehu, and after Pesach is mashehu, is not osa b'ena minay. Mashu not osa b'ena minay. Only mina minay mashu not tera. Mish ena minay is bottle. So that the most question was, why don't you keep the kelim after Pesach and cook ena minay? But you mevatel isa of chametz. How's it moved to mevatel isa of chametz by cooking even mish ena minay? Because the principle. And what is the Hatchila? Well, feel Isa the Rabbanon, even though it'll turn out to be only Isa the Rabbanon, still, a Mevatlin, even though can we say, you can be Mevatl, Mahuilo Chachomim betakanos and Sheosu Ashishim, but all the Yisurim, they said, Osap Tishishim, but Isa the Rabbanon also, what did they accomplish? You can always throw it in. Ayokol Ahoysif, let's say a piece of Isa fell into a heta and don't have shishim of heta against the Isa. Yokol Ahoysif, you can add some more heta or about the Isa. That is the kasha. Let's say the kasha inside.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051. Or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.